Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Full Force Newsburst live special. Finally, I guess it is a special, isn't it? With me, your host, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, and we are talking Tiger Force. Yeah, I put the tiger hat on, the Mizzou tiger hat I've got, to make it all Tiger Force-y. Yeah, so a leaked image has creeped out. We were sent this about, honestly, about five times today, and it was like, oh, okay, it's sneaking out. And yeah, so it was kind of, I suppose, like, not revealed, but leaked earlier today. And yeah, we just got like a bunch of messages come through, and it was like, right, looks like we're doing this then today. Don't know any other information yet. We've been hearing kind of like not very clear information that it might be a pre-order dropping tomorrow, which would make sense because, you know, we've got usually with these leaks, they happen like the night before. So that sort of makes a bit of sense. Anyway, you know, we're talking about Tiger Force, the Tiger Paw, and Wreckage. Yes, let's get stuck into it and start showing some images. Why not? Now, I mean, it was always going to happen, wasn't it? We were always going to get the a repaint of the ferret in some way, shape, or form. Didn't realize it was going to happen so fast, although we did because we've known about this for a while, and we'll be able to unlock another listing. We'll be able to unlock another listing for you guys today. Yeah, so that's fun, at least, isn't it? What we're saying in the comments, which is the comments in a weird language. Hope everyone's doing well, by the way, tonight. I hope everyone's having a... I mean, it's the middle of the week. It's Wednesday. The hump. Are we over the hump yet? I guess we are, sort of. Full Tiger Force. A lot of that coming from the figure six pack, mainly. We will need Wreckage backdrop. Yes. That's right, pass. Derek Holliman says, hello, hello. Sup, real Zim. That looks absolutely amazing, says Derek. Yay, Wreckage, says Jeremy. Sweet, says Flaffle. Greetings, Chris, and everyone here in this evening. Hello, Wilfredo. Lots of happy smiley faces from the figure six pack. OMG from Joe Barrett. Who the hell is Wreckage, says James Oliver. Well, let me clue you in. I should have done this as Let's Talk Classified, Tiger Paw and Wreckage, shouldn't I? So Wreckage, right, okay, we'll start well way in the past. Now, there were a number of figures that showed up in a Toy Fair catalogue with Tiger Force decos on them. Ripcord was planned, and there was a figure mocked up and everything in an image. There was a repaint of Firefly called Saber Space Tooth. Saber Tooth, you might have seen that particular image, that kind of figure being utilised by Super 7 very recently for their reaction line, and on the cover of Toy Collector magazine. Not my words, the words of Top Gear magazine. And what was the other, if you get that reference, 5 points. If you don't, Google it. Not my words, the words of Top Gear magazine. Anyway, what was the other thing I was saying? Yeah, so then, because it was cancelled, it never came out back in the vintage era. But then Hasbro did do a figure with that deck, sort of with that deco, not exactly with that deco, more of this deco that we're seeing on screen at the moment. And they called it Wreckage because Sabretooth was obviously an issue with the name copyright and everything with Marvel. So they did that. The club also did a Wreckage modern era figure in one of the Tiger Force kind of like scenarios. And again, repaints of Firefly pretty much every single time. And now we've got one in, we've got a Wreckage in the Classified series, which is amazing. Yeah, it's not like the Sabretooth deco. I mean, there's a difference between them. Why did I not put the images of Sabretooth and Wreckage that we've already had in? I'll do that on the weekly. So we'll go over that on the weekly with images, James, so you'll get to see exactly who Wreckage is. Evening all. I'm in for a couple. Awesomeness. Wait, what? When did this happen? Sorry, lots of people. I'm not going to read all the comments. I know why I'm doing that. Wreckage is Sabretooth. Sabretooth is Wreckage. Didn't see this coming. Didn't see this coming, says Joe. We did, but we couldn't say anything. It's one of the ones that's been locked on our blooming list for the longest time. But we get to unlock that today as well. We're going to get an in-depth version deep dive on Wreckage. it might be too late past the pierogi, because the thing is, when I do Let's Talk Classified, it's sort of with a look to see what the what we might expect for the Classified series. So it's kind of difficult because we already can see it. So unless I can put a video out yesterday, it's not going to happen. So I'm probably not going to do that, but we'll talk about it on the weekly and we'll get images up for those that want a little bit of an in-depth info knowledge dump on wreckage and Sabretooth, etc. I want that badass Firefly repaint as Mr. Cheeseburger. Well, I missed the ferret because I forgot what day it was. It's nice to see what else I can miss. Punking, yeah. We don't know when this is. We don't know what's happening pre-order wise yet. It's possible it's tomorrow. We don't know. It might be one of those like surprise sort of drops, but we'll see. What? Chris is streaming again. Yep. Just a little bummed about the colorway being more wreckage and less Sabretooth, but still stoked about it. Paul, that's a good point. Someone mentioned on, I think, one of the posts I've made already about it today. Someone mentioned that it could be cool to do like a retro version of wreckage and then have it Sabretooth on card. So it's like the cancelled figure that never came out gets a retro release. I don't know. But yeah, I get what you're saying. I do prefer that kind of... They probably looked at them both and were like, wreckage has kind of got more Classified-esque deco, you know, subtlety to it. It's not like... The Sabretooth one is definitely brighter, has that kind of more orange in there. So I'm not surprised they went with wreckage's deco. Wrecko? Most important question, what would wreckage's nightclub force colours be? Agent Chuckles, you absolute genius. They would be teal, neon green, and Bosnian purple. I just made that up. I don't know what Bosnian purple would be. I knew it, says the figure six pack. I think a lot of people expected this. Jojo is so good, I stopped collecting everything. This just proves it, says Mr. Cheeseburger. That's totally cool. Newfie says, damn, I think I see Chris more than my girlfriend these days. My apologies. I feel like that there is a bit of a damning sort of comment on the amount of streaming that I do. It is a lot. Hello, Airborne Customs. How you doing, buddy? How are you doing, Darren? I thought you were keeping this quiet. It's not my fault. It's just out there. I didn't do anything with it. I like the main gun on this one better because of the two colors. Yes, there's a little two-tone thing going on, isn't there? Think we could get a proper Sabretooth now? I don't know. Hump day. Yeah, it is. There's so many comments, guys. Sorry, there's lots of you on here. That's brilliant. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You winked on this, just didn't think this soon. I did wink on this, Flaffle, because we blooming knew about it. Is this wreckage a repaint of Classified Firefly V2? I believe so. We'll have a look at the image in a second, Jimmy, just to kind of get a kind of an idea, but I think it is. Could do a Who is Wreckage? I could just do that, but that would require some work on my part, and I'm not willing to do it, Scott. No, maybe that's a fun thing to do. Maybe I should do that. I should have done that with Glenda as well. So maybe that's a good opportunity for me to do Who the Fedge is Wreckage? Full force. It's my birthday. Happy birthday, Stygian. Not my birthday, Stygian's. Night Force version Monday? ? Don't know. Literally, when was this? It wasn't announced. It hasn't been announced. This is a leak. Full Force morning, everyone. These always drop when I have no money. Don't worry. Again, we don't know when it's happening. Could be tomorrow. Could be in the future sometime. It's just a leak. So many comments. All right. Okay. Let's look at the image. Boink. There you go. So it looks like, yeah, it looks like Firefly completely, because it's all Firefly, new Firefly version 2's accessories as well, isn't it? Hit and all that jazz. Because not many people have been talking about it, he has a normal balaclava head under the muzzle, to my knowledge. Oh, the muzzle. Is that an extra thing? I didn't even notice that. I thought the muzzle was like just a deco piece. Is that Thingy's muzzle? Is it... what do you call it? Mutts. Hasbro own Marvel now, so Sabretooth could come out. True. It is no surprise the Tiger Paw will come out, but how many motorbikes? Well, the thing is, though, with that, they don't own Hasbro don't own Marvel. Hasbro license Marvel. Like, their license, they hold the license to do Marvel Legends figures. They don't own Marvel. Sabretooth couldn't come out for the same reason. Like, Marvel, they wouldn't do it because Marvel still are their own entity, if you know what I mean. It's no surprise the Tiger Paw will come out, but how many motorbikes do the Joes need? More, Robert. We need the Silver Mirage, mate. I need the Silver Mirage. I feel like I'm the only person who has no idea who Wreckage is. Not true, McMurphy. Someone's already asked that. I was just trying to explain that. Rest in peace, Trina Robbins. Oh, that sucks, Diana. I'm sorry. That's rubbish. She was in comics, wasn't she? Steve Lealoa's partner and Larry's friend. She was a major part of women's work in comics. She was also an awesome lady. That sucks, Diana. I will add that to the weekly on Saturday. I wasn't aware of that, actually. That's a bummer. I think it's separate. I could be wrong. Yeah, I don't know. I would expect them probably to. I mean, I get that they would put it on to show it on him, like in like a, you know, like a, this is what he looks like with a, like a muzzle sort of thing. But I don't know. It's a difficult image to really get a really good look at, isn't it? I mean, it's, again, it's potato cam sort of vibe. I'm just going to zoom in to see if it, I think it might just be deco. Yeah, I think it's deco because it almost like, there's like a, it kind of wraps around the nose, and there's like a little, like kind of poke, the nose pokes through as a piece of deco. So I don't think that is, no, it's too close to the face. I'm pretty sure. And again, I could be wrong, Adam, but I don't think it's separate piece. I think it's a deco over the top. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. It looks really cool. I don't know. I really like this. I'm really into it. The really cool thing about this, actually, for me, is the fact we've got like a Tiger Force Steel Core helmet. And I know it's effectively what they're using it for is almost like a driving helmet, aren't they? So we've had one with, you know, the Night Pursuit. We've had one with the Vamp. And now we've got one with the Tiger Paw. So effectively, you can make sort of little army-built sort of troops as well. What is interesting, and we'll look at this now, let's look at this first. This is based off version one, who was actually a Tiger Force exclusive. I'm not sure what that means, just under Anderson. Just under Anderson. Going to look great with that Tiger Force Dragonfly and Tiger Wild Bill. Detective Dirty, you kid. I would love a Tiger Fly. That thing does not come off. That stinks. So that thing does not come up. Yeah, it's deco on the face, basically. Can you zoom in? I'm not going to. I can a little bit, but I will look at this first. This is kind of zooming in, I guess. I wanted to look at the box first, because this reminds me of, is it Let's Play Soldier? The episode Let's Play Soldier? I could be wrong. And I mean, that is like, they're doing sort of a similar jungle theme, aren't they, for all the Tiger Force guys. And they're effectively, I mean, what was the last one? Tiger Force, Roadblock and Tripwire had kind of taken over or arrived at a Python Patrol kind of checkpoint, or outpost is probably the proper term. And there was like a banner that was on the floor with Python Patrol logo on it. And they're kind of like, you know, Tripwire is checking the area and Roadblock was, you know, providing cover behind him in a sort of similar environment. To me, this really screams Let's Play Soldier with the Chul Mulgra sap and all that kind of stuff. I really like that. Yes. And I was just about to say that, Flaffle, it does look like Roadblock is on the next Tiger behind him, and I wonder if it might be Tripwire behind him as well, but that would make a lot of sense, wouldn't it, because it would kind of be continuing like a narrative that they're trying to kind of tell a story through the kind of box art and stuff. So it wouldn't surprise me if it's Tiger Force, Roadblock and Tripwire, but it's hard to see, and even when I zoom in on my own with my own eyes, it's hard to see what's there, but it does 100% look like Roadblock when you zoom in on it. Yeah, So I'm thinking it's Roadblock behind Wreckage, and then behind Roadblock is probably Tripwire, but we'll see when the better images come out. Yojo website says that the first time Wreckage is an original is Tiger Force. Yes, yeah, he was. I mean, so Wreckage effectively was an homage to Sabretooth, which was a cancelled figure in the vintage era, and Wreckage came out as a Toys R Us, was it like a exclusive Toys R Us exclusive 5-6 pack with it's like Stalker and Big Brawler and a bunch of others as well, and that pack had Wreckage in it, and Wreckage, that was the first one they ever had. The next Wreckage was the Club's one. So yes, so that's what they're related to the Sabretooth figure, as like an homage only, basically. Anyway, yeah, there he is. So this deco is 100% mimicking that first release. You can see that kind of tan kind of balaclava, the orange undershirt, the kind of like black, almost, well, very dark green base, or black. It's black on that there, isn't it? And then that kind of like quite bright yellow tiger stripes. It was dark green on on the base for the original figure. Now, as I was saying before, it was based on that unreleased, or unreleased. I'm just gonna put it on here, even though you can't see it. Unreleased Tiger Force Sabretooth, right? And there it is. You only have to, you know, you only have to put that in and it comes up. So as you can see, a much kind of lot brighter brown kind of balaclava, but most of the other deco is about the same, with it being kind of more orange, kind of yet more brighter yellow stripes, basically, and a kind of dark green base. So that was Sabretooth, and Wreckage obviously followed suit after that. Anyway, anywho, so that's that. Like I said, I can't see any other kind of like tech, like little homages in there off the top of my, I mean, there could be stuff on there, but you just can't really tell until we see the better version of the box art, the better image anyway. Love that original deco so much, says Paul. Yeah, it's a nice one, isn't it? Gonna have to get 5 of these, like the ferret. 5? You absolute crazy man. Bazooka gonna ride B on my tiger paw. You better. Whoa, can we get a close-up? It does look like Immortan Joe. We'll do a close-up on the main screen on my phone. Like, I don't have that image at hand, and it would take me too long to mess about with it right now. We'll talk about it on the weekly as well in more detail, definitely. Anyway, so that's the box. Then we get the actual loadout and the vehicle and everything. So this is everything he's going to come with. So there's Wreckage on the left-hand side. Again, very close to that version one Wreckage from the box set from like the 2000s. He comes with Firefly's backpack, the mines, the knife, the detonator, the pistol, and the rifle with a silencer. It's funny the pistol doesn't have one. It should do. I suppose you could take the one off the rifle. I don't know if you can, if the rifle's one piece or not. If it has, I don't know. They usually show it like all separated, don't they, if it does come off. Anyway, and the steel core helmet. So we don't have his drone. His little kind of, you know, wheelie drone, which I will say, when we knew this was coming and we knew it was a Firefly kind of reuse, and then when we saw Night Force Shockwave come out on the Night Pursuit and I saw they had Firefly's old drone involved, I expected the drone to come with this as well for some reason. I just thought, oh, cool. Maybe it's going to be like, you know, maybe they're going to have a little, it's a drone party. Gas mask over hamburger face, says Josh. Yeah, it's like a, we think it's deco, or Tampo, but it's not something that comes off. So that is a deco choice. They've kind of probably done it to kind of differentiate him a little bit, make him a little bit different. And what's funny is you've still got that kind of Firefly, like, you know, the kind of like raised eyebrow thing going on, which is quite funny. I kind of also expected them to do a different head, but when it's a balaclava, you can get away with it, like seriously get away with it. He's going to borrow Firefly's car drone, totally, Scott. I was passing on the ferret as I was saving the space for this. So glad I made that choice, says Tone's review. Bane as G.I. Joe, says Evan, like it. Like the deck on the figure, says Ronin X-33. Agent Chuckles, I love the wreckage figure, but this is the perfect time to use Steel Core as a driver. That way I'm not army building named characters if I want more than one vehicle. What's under his mask? Another mask. Pretty cool, right? Yeah, it's like... it's like Zartan pulls his disguise off and he's got his like headdress, eye paint, and he's got a respirator on somehow. And you're like, what? How? Could it be a Cobra Trooper head without the helmet? Also a tan balaclava? No, I'm pretty sure it's Firefly's head because it's got the old raised eyebrow situation going on as well. Did we get a pre-order date for this yet? Sorry if I missed it, Action J. No, we don't know when it's coming. It could be tomorrow. We don't know. We just don't have a clue right now. And anyway, then you've got the ferret, which, not the ferret, I'm talking about the paw. You've got the tiger paw, which looks phenomenal in that deco. It's nice that we've got a bit of surface area to get those stripes on because you kind of start losing space at the back when you've got other things that are like black and the seat's black and the back panel is and the rack is. So you kind of probably lose a little bit of surface area to get those stripes on, so it's nice that they can run down the side. The ferret paw, yeah. It got the eye on there too. I'm guessing the mouth is on the front top. You can't see it, can we, on any of the images of the image that we have, but you can probably just about make out the deco of the mouth on the kind of front top of the fender, whatever that is over the wheel, and then like next to the, you can see it like just underneath the little cannon basically. I do like the tiger stripes on this. Yeah, they're really nice, really sexy. It's not just like a light, like a stripe. It's like the broken kind of like electricity stripe kind of thing. I like that a lot. The mouth is on the helmet. Yeah, the mouth is on the helmet as well. I'm glad they've done that. It had to be. You couldn't have the vamp helmet have a mouth and then not do it on the tiger paw helmet. Like that would have made no sense at all. You think it's a removable piece? You think it's a pattern basically in black as a tampo and this is a removable piece? Okay, we'll see, I guess. It'll be cool if it is removable because I don't think people want that on there. From what I can tell in the comments, some people don't want it on there. So if it is removable, phenomenal. If not, I don't know. I just have a feeling it might just be a permanent deco choice on the face. But we'll see, I guess. Yeah, and then of course you've got the like the two-tone weapon on the back, which is really cool, black and red, which is funny again, isn't it? Because the ferret's got an it's got an all red cannon basically with a, I think the pin, the connector is black, isn't it, at the bottom. The kind of articulated arm piece is black. But like it's interesting that this one has gone slightly more, it's gone black with a bit of red on it. It's like I suppose it has to be different to the ferret, but you'd expect this one to have the full-on red cannon, wouldn't you? 100% tampo, not removable. Okay, I'm going to trust you on that one, Darren, because I know that you do work on the brand, so in bits and pieces. So okay, cool. Well, again, we'll see, won't we? We'll definitely see. I'll buy this just for the figure, says Josh. Tiger Force Demolition Expert. Did Stygian ask a question there that I missed? In canon, who is Wreckage? There you go. Tiger Force Demolitions Expert. This looks better than the Tiger Force Ram. How dare you? I love that vehicle. But yeah, it's cool, isn't it? I mean, the other aspect is here, we're dealing with a vehicle that has been in the Tiger Force. You know, it has had, it's got precedent. It's got, you know, it's got previous, as they say. So, yes. Anyway, that's that. I'm just kind of going through. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Are there more dire shots? Have more images come out? I'm intrigued. have more images appeared? Because that is typical of me, isn't it? Just to be like, go live immediately. And then it's, oh, like more images have come out. I wasn't aware if there were more images knocking about. Target exclusive or at all sales platforms? It's target exclusive. All Tiger Force is always target exclusive. And there'll be, but you know, it'll be on Pulse in minimum amounts. I can't see any other images. So someone's going to have to explain to me if there are any other images knocking about. Can anyone see any online? Because I can't see any at the moment. That doesn't mean there aren't any. I just can't. I'm clearly not following people that are posting new images of them. Okay. I am going to, like I said, we'll cover this in more detail on the weekly, definitely. There were some in comments on posts. Oh, right. Okay. I haven't seen any of them. I'm going to have a look because I'm really excited to see the other images, if there are any. But I can't find any anywhere on any of the posts I made unless... Oh, nice. Oh, it looks like it's a camouflage deco by the looks of it. It looks really cool. I think this is the same thing. This looks like a dio shot. Yeah, like there are more images coming out now. Yes. Okay. So it, no, it doesn't look like a removable piece at all. It looks like a, it's like a camouflage deco. It looks pretty bad. A actually, that looks really radical. Look at that. Where is this coming from? What source? What? I mean, we had about five. I mean, everywhere. It's coming from everywhere. It's not removable though, Adam. It's deco. That's literally camouflage deco. There's no removable aspect to it. Unless there's another image that shows a mask over that. But I can't see that. That is literally 100% deco, camouflage deco on his mask that will not remove or come off or anything. It's not a separate piece. Unless that's the deco, and then what we're looking at on screen at the moment is like a mask that goes over it. Not a clue, honestly. Because it's weird, isn't it? Like, I don't, that doesn't look, that looks more, that looks way more, but it's covering the same space. I think it's just a poor image that's been really distorted. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's deco. Well, again, we'll probably get a bit more information about this later. But some really nice shots here. Look at him sitting on his old horse in the frickin' jungle and that. There's an explosion in the background. I thought it was the sun when I showed you on the screen, but no, it's an explosion. Yeah, so I'm gonna have to yoink those images now, aren't I? In fact, you know what I'm gonna do just to save myself some not work. I'm going to put these in the slideshow that we're looking at right now and see if I can do any sort of like crazy skills. It's worth it, isn't it? I think it is. And then we can have a good look at everything. Anyway, what have we got after that? Yeah, we've got the list. Oh, again, before we get to that, I'll just give you a sneak peek. Not sneak peek, classified sneak peek confirmed. Just joking. I'm going to do a little trick I picked up in NAMM. Fake Anam, which is a little town near where I used to live. Okay, you just have to bear with me while I multitask. I can't multitask, so it's just going to be me kind of being an idiot, basically. Let's make a copy of this. This is actually, I mean, I like the fact I can do this on the fly a little bit, and it does mean that we can look at images as they happen, which is also quite nice. I'm going to call this... Wreckage 2, get rid of that, get rid of all of that, get this image up on here. This is working for me. I don't care that you guys are not enjoying what's going on right now, but I can tell you now we're getting some other images to show off. Oh, well, I was, and then I did something very, very rookie error there. I'm just not interested in how long this sort of stuff takes. I guess there's going to be a lot more images showing up now as well, which is kind of fun. And okay, so that and that. Okay, cool. Right, so I am going to quickly add this to here. Are you impressed with how crap I am at doing these kind of things? I'm pretty crap with this. I really am. Let's look at the other images because they're great. Bosh. So here's image, the other new image that's just popped up. A nice clear one now. And look at that. That deco's not. I like that kind of, I think it is black. And I kind of think he looks really sexy in black. Can I say that? And you've got the mouth. You can see the mouth now on the top. I thought that would be what it was. And I'm really happy it is. Brilliant. Okay, cool. So we've got a few more images in the old comments, which is good. Any others that pop up, feel free to, you know, throw in my direction. That'd be great. Or just put them in the comments like that. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. I appreciate the heads up on that. In fact, now that we're seeing what the deco looks like on that balaclava, I am loving it. I know we're not seeing it on the image we're looking at right now, but it's here, and I should have done a zoom in, shouldn't I? Because I have not done a zoom in. Bear with me. Bear with me while I add yet another screen slideshow. Like, it's so smooth, this show today, isn't it? But we talk about this one. How good does this figure look? I think he looks great. And I am definitely going to make another slideshow to add to this slideshow on the fly because I am an idiot and I should have done a zoom in, but I was too excited. But this is, I'll tell you what, I'm going to do a zoom in on that head because the deco is phenomenal. Okay. That should just about do it. Oh, yeah, that's... Oh, yes. That'll be close enough. Oh, that'll do, donkey. That'll do. So I'm going to add yet another slideshow to this absolute S... It's another S show. It's not a slideshow. But just so we can do this, just so we can look at this. Bosh. Look at that. That deco's so cool. I'm loving it. I don't even know what it is. It's like a messed up mouth or something. It looks really cool. Really, really vibing on that deco. They've made that so much better by doing that, honestly. So don't know if there's like something else that goes on top. I don't think it is. I think that was just a poor image that we had originally. But now we've got even cooler images, so that's cool with me. It looks dope, doesn't it? Really into that. I'm also sort of half doing a social post while I'm on this as well. This has just deteriorated, hasn't it? It's turned into an absolute mess of an episode. And I've got more to tell you as well. More images of the tiger paw and wreckage. I might as well while I'm here, eh? Two birds, one stone, and all that. Okay, we're good. We are in the game on Instagram. Are we in the game on Twitter? Nearly. Paste. Bosh. Yoink, yoink, yoink. I tell you what, I'm loving that deco on the face. Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. And they're kind of like the stripes. Well, let's go back to the other one and look at the rest of the deco on the body. I think it's really nice. It works really well on that. On that wreckage. Did I just post it? I can't even remember if I don't even know if I posted it just then. I'm doing like so many different things at once, all over the place. There we go. It went on there. I'll do Facebook next. I usually do them first. They're usually the first one I do. But you're going to have to go. Sorry, Zuckerberg. You're going third this time. Although then again, Instagram's his as well, isn't it? So what am I talking about? Anyway, boom. Right. Cool. Nice. I'm sure there'll be even more images coming as well again. But there you go. Loving it. Now, what was there another one? Yes, there was this one with the with him like detonating the explosion in the distance. Love this shot. Really nice. Again, like showing you how all the gear can be stored and everything, you know, nice touches. Pistol, knife, backpack, mines, and rifle all like located on his person, helmet on, detonator. Does the detonator, it's only in hand, isn't it? I don't think it can go anywhere. It's a shame that. I did think it would have been cool to have like how Lowlight can store his wind gauge. It'd have been nice to have the detonator kind of store as well, really. Anyway. Pre-warped gun. almost looks real tree camo. It does a little bit, James. It does. Wow, I want that figure, says Josh. Like a Call of Duty skeleton mask. Yes, it is Detective Dirty. It really is. Not this one. Obviously, this one. Yes, I agree with you 100%. I'm just late on the comments. Sorry. Is this a leak or Hasbro releases? Oh, it's a leak. 100% leaks. Leaks everywhere. It's leaky leaking. Leakage. All the gross terms for water coming out of your body. Yeah, it's more a... what is it? It's not leakage. It's the other... What's the other one that sounds gross? Discharge. Discharge would be a great name for for a show, wouldn't it? In fact, is that going to be my name? That could be my... That's my Cobra name. I'll be Cobra Discharge. Hideous. Hideous. Spewing. Yo, Joe O.C., exactly. This figure looks so good, I don't even care about the tiger paw. Mr. Cheeseburger, how dare you? But no, it's so true. How much? Well, probably $54.99, I guess. It's been that for everything else, hasn't it? I'm down. Was there any other images on this one? No, I think that's it. So we're going to go back to the first slideshow. There's so many slideshows on this one. It's crazy. And I have to do them all separately so that they don't affect the other. I don't have to get rid of the first one and bring it back again. I have to refresh it almost in the stream thing. Anyway, let's go back. Boom. As you can see, Tiger Force Wreckage and the Tiger Paw is Yogi, HB Yogi. So that's the Target exclusive one we had for a while that we couldn't tell you about, but there you go. So that unlocks yet another... it unlocks yet another listing for us on the old listing scenario. Nothing else has changed, but that does, it's a nice little kind of check off the list, isn't it? So HB Yogi F9435 is the Target exclusive Tiger Force Wreckage and Tiger Paw, and that's pretty much where we are. Now, what else were I going to say? I think that's it, actually. I think that's everything, really, apart from when we go through the rest of the listings and everything, you know, the kind of like the just make sure we know we've got everything and we've checked all our boxes and all that kind of stuff. Maybe it will be mistakenly set to $44.99 like the Python Trouble Bubble. That'd be great. That would be great. Maybe Target will mess up and this will be $44.99 too, says Suka as well. Yes, indeed. Navy Seaman, codename Discharge. Danny, that's disgusting. Discharge should be part of Eco Force, indeed. Also, I know I said it was disgusting, Danny, but I'm also here for it. Where is my flash? I'm not going to do it. Glenda already has his gun. Yes, I'm sure he's coming. What else are we saying? I'm not saying that one. Three different people hoping it's $44, I know. I need my HMS. It'll be around the corner, I guess. Zorak is crystal ball, says Raw Talk Real Deal. We can tell you that's not the case, but it would be amazing. Stygian, HMS shipping $4.23 now. Not bad. So we are aware of what Zorak is, but we can't say just yet. But like I said, we've been holding on to the Yogi one for a while, but there you go. Unlocked. Add it to your spreadsheets and away you go. So some of the codenames could be vehicles even if they don't have the VEH in it. Good to know. Yeah, that is kind of the case. So what was the other one that Space Ghost was the other one that didn't have, that was a Walmart exclusive, and that was a figure and vehicle. It was Shockwave and the Ram, and that didn't have VEH in it. Boo Boo was a two-pack, didn't have two-pack in it. there's other examples that have happened. Usually it's with the exclusive stuff. And then Pulse sometimes puts VEH, but then also they've stopped doing that. They doesn't look like they're doing it literally every single time now either. So we'll see. Right then. Lifeline and Sci-Fi in 2024, that would be sweet. I think those two are, I mean, that has to happen, doesn't it? Well, not in 2024, I don't think, but definitely soon. Sooner rather than later, I'd imagine, for those two. Yeah, that's another good point, Flaffle. Yeah, number 137. So add that to the list too, in terms of numbers. Now, that's 2024. 2025, this is what we know of so far. And of course, Dinosaur Neil was what I updated you with Monday or Tuesday? Yesterday. Was it yesterday? My goodness, it was, wasn't it, for the listings update? If I'd have waited till the end of the week, I could have given you two listings updates. I also, I mean, one of the things as well, the fact that the wreckage figure, sorry, coming back to wreckage, looks sort of like generic enough, I think. I know it's Firefly, but with a deco and the fact that you put the Steel Core helmet on sort of looks generic enough to be a troop builder, which is also quite cool. Someone's just sent me a video of me dancing at a wedding, which is amazing. it was a long time ago. So over here's hoping Blossom is Stinger, since it had the A and AF, just hopefully optimism. Yeah, A and F was Amazon or Fanmazon, basically. So over on His Tank, we narrowed Bam Bam down to either Storm Shadow version 2 or a Baroness Redeco. Wow. That's interesting, Jeffrey. They love Hanna-Barbera cartoons. They do. When will Classified stop? Will they make all the characters plus all the new ones? Yeah. I think the stopping point happens like, you know how Masters of the Universe Classics sort of came to an end? They did. I'm not saying that Classified will do the same. Classified has already been super successful and honestly has lasted longer than I think a lot of people expected it to. I don't think many people thought in 2020 we'd be looking down the barrel of a 5-year anniversary for it already. Oh, how has that happened? 2025, we've got 2025 stuff coming. How has the life just drifted away? That's insane. Yeah, exactly, Scott. Classified stops when people stop buying, basically. And I think what I would also say to that as well is, you know, how Masters of the Universe Classics was really successful. You did, you know, basically ran all the way through to like pretty much doing every single like character. Did like they delved into like mini comics and all sorts of stuff to get, you know, figures, made up figures. You know, Molar and what was the kids? Was it Fearless Photog? You know, like kind of fan design sort of thing. They were really doing pretty much everything you could possibly do. And then it got to that point where it sort of kind of changed and other things started to took over and kind of happened. There's a possibility that Classified has an end point, right? In a similar way where you just don't. You might be getting like reissues of like old characters that people need doing again because they're, you know, sorry, I've got a hair on my hat and I can't get it. It's annoying me. But yeah, like I feel like, you know, how it gets to a point where it might rebrand or change a little bit. But I think 6-inch Joe will probably keep going for a decent amount of time. I think it's got a lot of life in it, honestly. It's interesting though we're almost at 2025, which would be a 5-year anniversary and probably something they would do as an anniversary. I'd be surprised if they didn't and do something special for it. Re-release all of the first wave of figures. That would be really fun. So yeah, 2025. That is all we know right now. We've gone through this like so many times. I don't really need to go over it again, do I? You can see it on the screen. Xandar, Saw Viper, Leatherneck, Dialtone, wave of the four-figure wave of the first four-figure wave of 2025. And then Frag Viper and Blowtorch are included in the next four-figure wave. And then the other four-figure groups are beyond that. And then exclusives and miscellaneous, as you can see there, it's just a mess. It's just a ton of stuff that we haven't got yet. And Dinosaur Neil is the new one that has been attached. It's another Pulse. We know that TT means Pulse exclusive or Pulse Con, and we're assuming Arthur Deluxe is Pulse Con because it's the only deluxe option in that group of TTs. Legacy is the new 60th anniversary, although it's not 60th anniversary by 2025, so Legacy probably is the name they're going to take over with. And that's pretty much it. And then lots of retro classified to come as well. Three waves of three for 2025. Okay. Of course, the Selfie Series listings, again, like, don't know is the answer to that one. Don't know. Yeah, Motu Classics was 10 years, wasn't it? I wouldn't be surprised if Classified does 10 years. Wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't go beyond 2025. You know, I wouldn't be surprised with any outcome, honestly. I'd be surprised if they didn't get to 2025. I'd be surprised like that, but that's not going to happen, is it? I mean, they are literally doing amazing. I mean, there's so many amazing figures coming out. Most of it does get absolutely rinsed. The only stuff that doesn't really get rinsed, they you know, it doesn't really matter because everything else is getting literally sold out. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna say it's got more legs in it than just 2025. I think it's got a number of years left, basically. But yeah. Anyway, I'm only saying that because I've seen a lot of people kind of commenting and, you know, making comments about all that kind of stuff. 60th out ASAP, says Stan. Yeah, we'll get those soon, I think. But Classified can't end until I get my Classified Manimals. I mean, is that at the point where it ends when they're doing Manimals, Lunatics, and although I'd be down for that because I think it would be phenomenal. They could do some incredible things with those kind of characters, the mega monsters and characters from the cartoon that are monsters, like the DNA monster, the marshmallow, the burnt marshmallow Serpentor DNA monster, the Fluffy, the Fatal Fluffies. I think there's like a lot of cool things they could do at Classified scale that would actually be pretty phenomenal, whether you were kind of into them then or not. Because I feel like when you infuse a little bit more, you know, a bit more into it, a bit more kind of, I guess, tooling dollars and design and all that kind of stuff, you can definitely do crazy cool things with that stuff. And again, like, I think some of the figures in that line as well would be freaking mental. I'm talking here all of a sudden about the end of Classified, but it's not coming to an end, like, not in the near future anyway. We've got a little bit of time left, I believe, guys. Do not worry. Do not worry about that. We've got loads to come. Loads to come. We've got a Classified Mobile Command Center to do, Terradrome, Flag. I mean, we've got to get to those, haven't we? Master of the Universe Classics managed to kind of get to all of the big play sets. Well, I say classics. They got most of it. They didn't do Eternia, did they? Eternia was done by whoever took over afterwards, right? Or have I gone mad? Have they done Eternia as Mattel? Have they done Eternia as Mattel, or have they done Eternia as, like, was it Super 7? Super 7 didn't do Eternia, did they? Who did Eternia? What am I talking about? It's recent as well, right? Anyway, Dress Blues Gung Ho would be wicked, actually. And I could see them doing some of those kind of characters in, I don't know, how could I see that being done? Maybe like a SDCC exclusive? That would be kind of fun. No Classics Eternia, but what Eternia was done recently? Mattel Origins Eternia. Thank you, Jeffrey. But that was Mattel Origins. It wasn't Classics, was it? So it was smaller, right? Yeah, okay. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. Appreciate the help. I got, like, I had a bit of a brain fart there. But it did well. I mean, Classics did pretty much cover everything else, which was phenomenal. Did Super 7, was it Super 7 that revealed they were going to do the that other playset? I forget the name of it now. Fake Motu fan. He-Man and Battle Cat was my first ever action figure as a kid. I love that set. Can someone please help me out in the comments? What was the other playset that was revealed recently as a crowdfunder? I want to say it was Super 7. I might be wrong, though. I can't think of the other company that does stuff. Maybe it is just Super 7. But there was like, it was recent. It was like a very recent thing. It was like a fan vote, wasn't it? For what it was going to be, what they were going to do. Have I gone mad? Have I dreamt this? And it was like that. What was it called? It's got the little hand. You put your hand in, there's a snake in it. And it goes. Rrr. Mattel Creations, thank you. But what was the blooming thing called? This is going to kill me. I had the original. You put your arm in it. It's got like a friggin' like. It's like a playset. No, not Snake Mountain. It's got it's like smaller than Snake Mountain. What the hell is it called? It's going to drive me mad. You're thinking Fright Zone. Oh, that nearly killed me. Jeffrey, thank you so much. I am thinking of Fright Zone, and now it's all coming through. I love the crowdsourcing on here, but I hate the delay. So I'll ask a question and like nothing for like a minute. and then it's like Fright Zone, Fright Zone, Fright Zone. And then it's like 50 Fright Zones. Guys, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I know it's not confirmed yet, but I remember seeing like a fan vote for something and it was like a Fright Zone. And there was this, yeah, Lady Slither Castle. Was that the fan vote? Was it? Was that what won it? I think I actually voted for it as well. Not that I'm going to get on it, but I think I voted for it. New Snake Man playset won. The Horde Fright Zone didn't win. Thank you. Thank you. That's because everyone is Googling it, lol. Thank you, Pat. Lady Slither Castle will be sick. I need to see that, actually. I remember seeing it at the time, but I need to see it again. I'm going to go check that out in a bit. Anyway, that's Masters of the Universe. What happened to this show? What happened to this show? I have no idea. Always happens. My tangents are the stuff of legend. Anyway, selfie series. We don't know. is the answer to that. Name only reveals. That's what we know so far. For name only reveals, I've got more. Let's talk classified episodes coming. We've got Blowtorch next, then Road Pig, and then once a man Cobra Commander. Yeah, that's it. That's all I need to say. Digital renders. I've been in contact with Emily today via message, and we're still working out time to do the chat with or getting all of us available. So fingers crossed that happens on Friday. Fingers crossed, but we don't know yet. They haven't confirmed. It's up in the air. We will get an answer tomorrow, probably. But anyway, I'm hoping to get some sort of information about these figures for the Dragonfly. These are the only remaining digital renders we have left that haven't been revealed in some way, other way, shape or form. So, yeah, I'm really excited to start seeing the Night Force guys. Ripcord and Crazy Legs, come on. Let's get it going. Glenda, come on. Can't wait to see these figures. They're going to be amazing. Eben, Haslab Rattler, 99.9%. Chris told me he will ask Lenny and Emily and then tell us all he promised me. I sort of did promise you that, yeah. But we'll see what they... I'm not going to ask them questions that they can't answer necessarily. I want to keep it close to the stuff that's come out recently at WonderCon, that's come out, that probably would have come out. I mean, I'm just going to say come out tomorrow because we're getting all the images come through, aren't we? So maybe it's very likely that... it's dropping tomorrow, that Tiger Force wreckage and Tiger Force poor, which is what the actual episode was about before I got completely sidetracked about Masters of the Universe. I'm also looking, oh, it's gone quiet now because the dryers stopped drying, which is great because it was getting a little annoying. What else have we got? I'm just looking to see if there are any more images poking around. Don't appear to be. I think that's pretty much all the images so far. Okay, that looks to be all the images so far. There might be more. What's Thursday? Ronin X33. Well, Thursday's tomorrow. Maybe it'll just be a random drop that they post on their socials. I don't know. Yojo Thursday. Target random Thursdays. It might not be. It might be some other time. They've got a haulathon. I feel like haulathon's soon or is happening. What is, let me see what Target Haul, because it might be that. Is it going to be one of those ones where they just show it immediately in store? Because that's what haulathon is, isn't it? Doesn't it just show up in store? Yeah, April 12th. Haulathon starts Friday, April 12th at 9 a.m. Eastern. I wonder if it's going to be there. Didn't think about that. So 1 day, 11 hours, 15 minutes and 50 seconds. But then again, it's just Turtles, Predator, Hello Kitty, Sesame Street, Beetlejuice, NECA and Kid Robot. I don't think it's going to be G.I. Joe. So that might not be the case. Maybe they're dropping it on Thursday just to kind of like ride the coattails a little bit. I don't know. I don't know. We'll be keeping an eye on it, though, because we want to see if, you know, we want to see if we get more images. Obviously, the pre-order, we want to do all that. So maybe there'll be another episode tomorrow when I'm going, hey, guys, the pre-order happened. We'll talk about it. We'll look at the images in more depth and we'll try and dig out who those are in the background. Good point, Chris, but Haulathon stuff is already on pegs. Yeah, exactly. And like I said, it was just a thought as I looked and saw that it was, a thing. But absolutely, it probably isn't that. It probably is going up tomorrow then in that case. But we'll see. We shall see. Anyway, unofficial leaks. We're still in this phase. Snowcat and Thunder Machine, still kind of in that, you know, will they, won't they? But it's, you know, there's definitely that kind of, I've got that feeling that they're probably going to be happening. IG Bat, we know of. Mad Marauders 2-pack, Sarge, Retro CC, and we kind of know Heart Wrench is coming. Yeah, I mean, we know they're coming. We just don't have anything. I mean, the 2-pack and Sarge have been leaked visually, so we've seen those. Everything else, we just kind of have to wait and see. The Tiger Paw, not Yogi code name, was in the Zebrapedia today when I checked, so I doubt it will get released to stores this week. Interesting. Interesting. Well, pre-order drop then, I guess, tomorrow. Oh, sorry, I see. The Tiger Paw nor the Yogi code name. None of it was in the Zebrapedia. Right, okay, yeah. So we know it's not Haulathon. Thank you, Darren. Very likely it'll be a pre-order drop. Very likely. And tomorrow. So I'm going to be we'll look out for tomorrow. We don't know the time. Like I said, we could go all day without it happening and be like, maybe it's later then. So we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, that is it for the episode. Let's just whip back to the actual, you know, to this part of the episode. In actual fact, let's go to a really cool image. I want to go to this one again because I love this. We'll finish on this. That's probably a bad choice of words. We were brilliant. Let's finish on this. Maybe not, McLeod. Maybe that isn't the kind of show that we expect from you. Anyway, that's on a different channel. Joking. Right, guys. Like I said, images coming out all over the place of Tiger Force, Tiger Paw and Tiger Force Wreckage. We expect something tomorrow, but we don't necessarily 100% know. We'll keep it locked. We'll keep checking and we'll do all that kind of stuff. My wife is shaking her head at you, says Pass. Well, come on. I expect nothing less, honestly, from some of the stuff that comes out of my mouth, Kitty said. Such a nutter. I am Liquid Identity 101, I am. Anyway, is that supposed to be a skull? Maybe my buddy Dave pointed that out. Yeah, it's like it just looks like broken camo, doesn't it? It just looks so good now. Like, it's so much better looking at like this. Anyway. Marnius28 says, I had it confirmed for tomorrow from a friend's store. Brilliant. In terms of time, though, is what I'm saying. We don't really know. So we'll kind of keep an eye open for all the main... So these are the main spots for precedent releases for Target drops. 9 a.m. EST might not be that. 11 a.m. EST probably won't be that either. I'm going to put my money on 1 p.m. EST, but it might not be. And anything after that is very unlikely. But I think we have had one at like, we've had them in the past at like 3 or something like that, I think, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's either going to be 9, 11 or 1. Watch it be 10. but anyway, we'll keep an eye out. Every 10 a.m. Pacific. Well, that's it. 10, 11, 12. It's 1 p.m. Eastern. Okay. Let's all aim for 1 p.m. Eastern, but I'll be checking from about 9 onwards, genuinely. But let's just we'll level out then. Let's expect it around 1 p.m. EST. All right. Thanks very much, guys. What a what an interesting evening and another ridiculous episode. Oh, I was going to do close ups on my phone, but there's no point because I managed to do it on here, didn't I? Anyway, stay fresh, cheese bags. We did an hour. We got an hour out of it. I will see you probably tomorrow for the after party for the pre-order, which is what is likely happening now. Stay fresh, cheese bags. I've already said that. And as always, after three, I think you know what to do. And I think you might know what I might change it to. It's still going to, you know what's happening. You know what's happening. You ready? After three. One, two, three. Full tiger force. Tiger uppercut. Yeah?
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on X, formerly Twitter, at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. We've also added a brand new Instagram, so check us out there as well, at The Full Force Podcast, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on any of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/thefullforcepodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.